Outside Baghdad last night, U.S. forces launched Operation Ivy Serpent. It's the fourth counterinsurgency campaign since the Bush administration declared major fighting to be over back in May. The U.S. says it killed four suspected fighters and captured about 50 more. NPR's Guy Raz is traveling with the Army's 4th Infantry Division.
Ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
It's nearly dusk, and Sabre Platoon leaves base camp to scout an area that, within a few hours, will be totally sealed off, a zone where three combat units will conduct house-to-house searches. The forward brigade commander, Colonel James Hickey, expects this week to be particularly messy. July 14th and July 17th mark two of the most important dates in the rise of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Recent intelligence suggests that Iraqi fighters may use those dates to stage attacks on U.S. forces.
We anticipate that over the next couple days, the enemy has reason to try to attack us in a more coordinated way than he's thus far shown. It is my commanding general's aim, and certainly mine, to get ahead of the enemy. And we'll do that with a series of coordinated raids and attacks intended to disrupt the enemy.
Sabre Platoon will begin to seal the perimeter at dusk. By 3 in the morning, no one will enter or leave this 4-square-mile zone just outside the central Iraqi town of Tikrit. Platoon Sergeant James Washburn sits in the lead Humvee. Five other vehicles are under his command.
If we see any bad guys, anyone running with a weapon or anything like that, trying to do any bad stuff, we're going to kill them.
The men are becoming used to the roads and the sounds of gunfire at night. The soldiers and Sabre Platoon scramble for their weapons.
Yeah, it sounds like far away. It sounds like 50 cal.
Hey, look around.
A radio command orders the soldiers to fire back if fired upon.
Take fire, return fire. But for now, just stand by and observe. Over. Roger.
The shots were fired from a distance. Sabre Company can relax for a few hours now. Man observation posts and lay the groundwork for the infantry divisions to do the house-to-house searches. Within a few hours, just as dawn breaks, two Iraqi men emerge from the thicket behind the restricted area. The rules are to detain anyone who comes from that area. One of the problems a platoon faces this morning is they have no translator.
What's inside that bag? You open it up. We need that freaking translator guy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you speak any English? 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 Do you talk English? No?
You can go there and sit by your buddy. And you guys can chit-chat about your boyfriends and girlfriends. All right, come on.
Sit down. Hey.
The two men, one old, one young, aren't quite sure why they're being detained or how long they'll have to wait. From the opposite end of a dirt road, a truck pulls up. This is farmland, and the man is probably a farmer on his way to a nearby field. The road, however, is closed.
You gotta go back that way.
After
10 o'clock, you can. I know you're a farmer and you're trying to get some food. I understand that, but you gotta go back that way.
The young soldier follows orders. The farmer can't quite understand why he can't drive a few more yards to his farm. By 10 a.m., the first leg of the mission's over. It's time to call it a day, get some rest, before heading back out in 5 hours. Guy Raz, NPR News, near Tikrit, in central Iraq.